Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Cotton farmers in Pakistan have a problem. The silverleaf whitefly. This little insect is a carrier of the cotton leaf curl virus, which causes cotton leaf curl disease. Cotton leaf curl is serious. Once infected, the virus causes photosynthate blockage in the veins of the cotton plant. Photosynthates are the compounds produced during photosynthesis. So having a photosynthate blockage is really, really bad. The tertiary veins on the leaves turn yellow and thicken. The leaves start to curl, then secondary veins get blocked, which reduces surface area of the leaves. This means less photosynthesis, and the downward spiral continues. Infected plants end up shorter, with curly, scaly leaves, and most importantly, the stress on the plant can cause cotton yields to drop 80%. But there is hope. If cotton leaf curl can be diagnosed early, then mitigations are possible. The crop can be saved if the farmers act in time. And cotton isn't just any other crop in Pakistan. It represents over half of the country's foreign exchange earnings. So identifying cotton leaf curl early is an economic priority for the whole country and a research priority for academics. Universities across Pakistan have been trying to build systems that can identify and diagnose cotton leaf curl at scale for years, but progress is slow. Previous studies have accomplished the job with between 85% and 95% accuracy, but that's still not good enough. So researchers are still pushing. They continue to experiment and design new systems that can squeak out an extra 0.1% of accuracy at a time. Every tiny improvement in the accuracy of these diagnostic tools can translate into millions of dollars or more of exports saved. It's within that context that we find today's research. The authors present a multimodal fusion approach. They don't just take normal photos of the plants, and they don't just take near-infrared photos of the plants either. They actually take both and use all that data together to train a new diagnostic model. To train this model, they first needed to collect training images in a cotton field. One set of images was taken in the visible light spectrum. They call these the digital images. They were taken with a Canon IXUS 185, a 20-megapixel camera. And another set of what they're calling spectral images were taken with a CropScan MSR5, a multispectral radiometer. For all intents and purposes, you can think of the spectral data as images taken within the near-infrared light spectrum. They took about 2,400 digital photos in total, 600 for each of four severity groups: healthy plants, minimum affected plants, medium affected plants, and maximum affected plants. Then they manually went through every photo with an expert and kept only 100 photos for each group, the 100 that most clearly showed the disease level that they wanted each group to represent. So now they had a total of 400 photos, 100 in each of four severity groups, and all the accompanying spectral data for each of these shots. Each digital photo showed the entire plant, but when cotton leaf curl affects a plant, it doesn't affect every part of the plant equally, so they added a region of interest, ROI, to each photo, which you can think of as basically a bounding box. These bounding boxes would allow the training algorithms to focus more narrowly on the features that correlated most highly with the disease. With all of this pre-processing out of the way, it was now time for feature extraction. They ran a number of first-order histogram features like mean, variance, skewness, kurtosis, etc., but then they also calculated a number of second-order textural features like contrast, entropy, and wavelet features for denoising. In all, they ended up with 269 extracted features for the image set. This presented a problem. The dimensionality of this dataset was just way too high. There were too many features overall, too much correlation between many of the features, and too many features that seemed to hold no significance. So it was time to narrow them down via feature selection. For this, they used the MASDA technique, which combines the Fisher coefficient, probability of error, average correlation coefficient, and mutual information coefficient. This allowed them to narrow the set down to only 30 features, nearly an 89% reduction. To do the actual training, they used a platform called the Waikato Environment for Knowledge Analysis, and they tried a variety of algorithms, eventually settling on these four: SL, the Support Vector Machine Linear Version; MLP, a multi-layer perceptron, a neural network; SMO, the Sequential Minimal Optimization; and RF, Random Forest. They decided to train all four algorithms on three different datasets each. One, the digital photo dataset that was narrowed down to 30 features. Two, the spectral dataset, which consisted of 5 features. and 3, a combined dataset consisting of all 35 features from the digital and spectral dataset. This combined dataset they referred to as the Fusion dataset. Together, this made 12 total runs, so 4 algorithms, each being trained on 3 different datasets. To evaluate each run, they utilized K-fold's cross-validation, where K was set to 10, and gathered a number of metrics: kappa statistics, KS, mean absolute error, MAE, true positive rate, false positive rate, the F-score, Matthews correlation coefficient, ROC, the receiver operating characteristics, which you've probably seen most presented as an ROC curve, and a precision recall curve. So, what were the results? Did any of this actually work? Well, there's bad news, good news, and awesome news. The bad news. Separately, the analysis of both the digital images and the spectral images yielded terrible results. Depending on the algorithm, the digital image set yielded between 79% and 81% accuracy, while the spectral images fared a little bit better, between 82% and 91% accuracy. The good news. The performance numbers above, though terrible in absolute terms, actually place the authors' analysis well within the performance of their peer group from other research studies. The authors looked at 9 research papers published between 2018 and 2022 that tried various different methods to diagnose cotton leaf curl with computer vision models. All of these studies ended up between 88% accuracy and 95% accuracy. In this light, our authors' results were not surprising. The awesome news. The Fusion model saw 96.3% accuracy, bringing the study to a level above its peers. This accuracy level exceeds the performance of the next best study by 0.5 percentage point and beats the average study in their cohort by 4.5%. To me, this is remarkable. Not the absolute accuracy numbers, but the fact that if you combine 2 techniques that are by themselves about 80-something percent accurate, you can create a fused approach that is 90-something percent accurate. I never would have guessed. And I think that's the key takeaway from this paper. Sometimes, after a significant amount of experimentation, you're left with a bunch of bad options. You've tried everything and nothing seems to be working particularly well. In these kinds of cases, this research reveals a promising option. Combine 2 subpar methods into a single fused approach and the results might surprise you. It's basically the same logic underlying the idea of stack classifiers and ensemble learning. When low-performing options are complementary to each other, they may be able to be combined, and the result may be more than the sum of its parts. If you'd like to learn more about the data they collected, how they pre-processed their data, how they trained the algorithms, extracted and selected features, or ran their analysis, I'd encourage you to download the paper. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.